He has a great wife. The great wife is Nefertari, right? It's a nice name. It means the beautiful one has come. And clearly, he loves Nefertari because Abu Simbel is not the only temple he builds. Not the only one he builds on that site. Right next to it, to the right, is a smaller temple that he builds for his wife, Nefertari. As far as I know, she is the only one to have her own temple like that. And there is a lovely, lovely inscription just to the left of the doorway. And it says, Nefertari, she for whom the sun doth shine. All right, so he really loved Nefertari. Now, Ramses has a great wife, Nefertari, and she has a son who is slated to become the king of Egypt. His name is Amun-Her-Khepshef. It's an interesting name, Amun-Her-Khepshef. Amun, you can pick up the god. A khepshef is a curved sword. And her means upon. Amun is upon my sword. So he too was maybe slated to be a military man. He won't become king of Egypt, though. He will die. He will die before. Ramses has many sons, though. You won't believe it when I tell you, but he had 52 sons. 52 sons, slightly more daughters. He had over 100 children, right? More than 100 children. Of course, he had more than one wife, right? He has only one great wife, probably, who is the famous Nefertari. She dies, by the way, fairly early in the reign. I think she dies around year 20. I'll tell you why I say that. Around year 20, Abu Simbel was finished. They completed the temple. And Nefertari and her husband, Ramses the Great, went down to dedicate it. And that's the last we ever hear of Nefertari. We never hear of her again. You know, the Egyptians never recorded when somebody died. They never sent out an announcement because it was a loss. It was in a sense, chaos triumphing over order. So we never hear, oh, the pharaoh died at this date or anything like that. She dies, she disappears from history, and that's all we hear. Now, he has another important wife, Isnofret. Another nice name, by the way. The beautiful Isis. East is Isis. Nofret, beautiful. She has several children, too. And the kids of Ramses are almost as great as the father. Almost as great as the father. One of them, Khayamwaset, whose name means rising in Thebes, right? Rising or shining forth in Thebes. Kha is rising, M is in, and Waset, if you'll remember, is the ancient Egyptian name for Thebes, the capital, religious capital. So Khayamwaset is one. He is the first recorded archaeologist in history. He was interested in ancient monuments. Now, ancient monuments, the pyramids, they were 1,000 years old by Ramses' time. He was afraid that people would forget who had built the pyramids. So he went around carving on them, you know. On the outside of a pyramid of Unas, he would find the pyramid of Unas and say, Unas carved this pyramid. I, Khayamwaset, am restoring it. So he was interested in archaeology. He was also a high priest of Memphis. And he builds an interesting structure called the Serapeum, a place where the sacred Apis bull was buried. So Khayamwaset is quite something. But he also dies. He's not going to become the pharaoh. But we have this picture of Ramses that I think is important to gain from his early years. He is a military man. He is geared for being a military man. He does it well. He raises perhaps his sons to be military men. He is a builder. He builds not only Abu Simbel, but other great things too. He builds his own temple at Abydos. He builds his own mortuary temple where he'll be worshipped after he's dead, called the Ramesseum. And there's a great statue at the Ramesseum, a fallen colossal statue of Ramses. And that's the statue that Shelley wrote the famous poem about, Ozymandias, where he talks about seeing this fallen statue of a pharaoh and how it's all pointless, it's all pride and vanity to think you're going to last forever. That's the statue of Ramses. And it's called Ozymandias because it's a Greek corruption of one of the five names of Ramses. Usumatre became Ozymandias. Right? So Ramses is a great builder. He's a great military man. And he's also a family man. He is a man who cares about his children. He records them on his temple walls all the time. But Ramses is going to have the equivalent of a midlife crisis. something is going to happen in his middle years that will change him completely. He will no longer go out to battle. He will no longer build the great monuments. And we'll talk about what changes him next time. See you then.